Welcome to His Word Heals. Today we are going to look at the seven seals of Revelation and will prove from history and scripture that the four horses have been riding in waves throughout the last 2,000 years, ever since Yeshua ascended to the right hand of the Father, and that these horsemen are the birth pangs Yeshua was speaking of in Matthew 24 that would get more intense and closer together at the end just before His return. We are going to cover a lot of ground today, as the saying goes, with tons of scripture and historic information to support our findings. Most prophecy, if not all prophecy teachers, teach that the seals of Revelation begin the Great Tribulation, and that they are not opened until the Great Tribulation starts, and that the first seal with the white horse is supposed to be the Anti-Messiah. And so the seals have not been opened until the Anti-Messiah appears. And this is what most prophecy teachers will teach. And I've even had people comment below our videos to this effect. However, I don't see it that way. We have a different point of view from this. We believe that the seals began to be opened 2,000 years ago as soon as Yeshua rose into heaven to be at the right hand of the Father, and He appeared in the throne room. And I'm going to go over the scriptures of why we believe this and why this makes more sense, and it also answers a lot of questions that mainstream prophecy teachers answer with the rapture, the pre-tribulation rapture. So we're going to go over several things here regarding the seals of Revelation and why there is not a pre-tribulation rapture. So first we're going to start with Revelation chapter 4. After these things, I, and this is John speaking, looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. And actually, the word for this there can be these. So the things which will take place after these, which are the churches of Revelation. Chapter 3 is speaking to the seven churches of Revelation. And so right here is the reason that the prophecy teachers give for there being a pre-tribulation rapture. They believe that when John is told to come up into heaven, that is a picture of the church being taken up into heaven out of the earth before the tribulation. And that would be before the seven seals as well, but after what they call the church age, which they believe that chapter 3, speaking to the seven churches, is speaking to the church age, and then after that, the church is taken out of the way. And there are a lot of reasons that I don't think this is the case, including the fact that the church or the believers are addressed after this in Scripture. And of course, most prophecy teachers say they're talking there to the Jews because the church is gone. And I just don't see it that way. He's talking to His followers, His believers. This is Yeshua, and He is talking to all of His people. But we're not even going to deal with the pre-tribulation rapture today. I just put that in there to let you know what else these prophecy teachers will teach and why I don't think that's the case. In any event, John is taken up into heaven after he's given the letters to the churches, and starting again in verse 2, immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. So here, John is in heaven. He is going to describe what he sees in heaven in great detail. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne, an appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of Elohim. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in the front and in the back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each had six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, Yahweh Elohim Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worships Him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Yahweh, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created. Chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of Him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the scroll and loose its seals? And no one in heaven or in the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. So here we see John in chapter 4 described in detail everything that he saw in the throne room in heaven. But in verse 4 of chapter 5, John wept because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll, not in heaven, not on earth, not under the earth, not anywhere. So obviously, Yeshua was not there yet as the Lamb, because we see in verse 6, John says, And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne, and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as though it had been slain. So just a moment ago, there was no one found in heaven to be worthy, so the lamb was not there. But then suddenly the lamb appeared in the midst of the throne room, in the midst of the four living creatures. So he wasn't there previously, there was no one found worthy, and then all of a sudden he appeared as the lamb slain who was worthy. And so it says here, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of Elohim sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. So as soon as the Lamb slain appeared in the throne room of heaven, what did he do? He came immediately and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. So him who sat on the throne was obviously the Father, and Yeshua was the Lamb slain, and he appeared in heaven as the Lamb slain, and then immediately took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for You were slain and have redeemed us to Elohim by Your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our Elohim, and we shall reign on earth. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Then the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped Him who lives forever and ever. Chapter 6. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. So you can see here, first, John describes the throne room of heaven. Yeshua, as the Lamb slain, was nowhere to be found. There was no one found worthy in heaven, on earth, or anywhere to open the seals. And John wept. But then, all of a sudden, The Lamb slain appeared in heaven worthy to open the seals. So Yeshua became our Passover Lamb and was slain for our sins and was not worthy to open the seals, which is the title deed for the earth, was not worthy to open the scroll until he ascended to the right hand of the Father, to the throne room, after he was resurrected. Then he was worthy to open the scroll. He had to be the Lamb slain to open the scroll. And as soon as he appeared in heaven, he immediately took the scroll. There's no delay, and he began opening the seals of the scroll, which is why I believe that these seals were opened 2,000 years ago. They started to be opened by then, but the complete opening of the scroll was not going to be completed until the day of Yahweh, which was at the end of the 2,000 years, at the end of the 6,000 years since creation, the 2,000 years since our Messiah was slain, and then the completion of the opening of the scrolls would take place. But the process of opening the scrolls began when Yeshua ascended after his resurrection as the slain Lamb. So let's read the first five seals of Revelation, starting in chapter 6. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. This is the seal that many believe is the anti-Messiah, which it very well could be the anti-Messiah, but it's not necessarily just the anti-Messiah. Yeshua taught that there were many anti-Messiahs, false teachers. This could be anything apostate, in our opinion, not necessarily just the anti-Messiah. Verse 3, when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come and see." And another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take away peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. And so this, of course, is the war horse, the red horse of war. Verse 5, when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." And this, of course, is the black horse of famine. Verse 7, when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him, and power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and by the beasts of the earth. So this is the fourth horse, the pale horse of pestilence and death. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of Elohim and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Yahweh, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" And a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren, who would be killed as they were, meaning martyred, was completed. So this is the fifth seal. It's not a horse, but it is the seal of the martyrs. And so we will see that throughout history of the last 2,000 years, that these horses have been riding in unison. We've got apostasy, war, famine, pestilence and death, and martyrs. Those seals have been happening for 2,000 years at least. Now let's compare these seals to what Yeshua said the birth pains would be in Matthew 24.
When Yeshua was asked what were the signs of his coming and the end of the age, he outlined perfectly the first five seals of Revelation. Matthew 24:3-8. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the taught ones came to him separately, saying, Say to us, when shall this be, and what shall be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age? And Yeshua answering said to them, Take heed that no one lead you astray, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and they shall lead many astray. There's your first white horse of apostasy. And you shall begin to hear of wars and rumors of wars. There's our second red horse, which takes peace from the earth. See that you are not troubled, for these things have to take place, but the end is not yet. Meaning, these horses that he's outlined here ride prior to the end of the age. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be scarcities of food. There's our third black horse of famine, and deadly diseases and earthquakes in places. There's our fourth pale horse of pestilence and death. And all these are the beginning of birth pains. Birth pains are spread apart and increase in severity and shorten in length between. These horses have been riding for 2,000 years and are getting closer together and more severe. Then he says in verses 9 through 14, Then they shall deliver you up to affliction and kill you, and you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many shall stumble, and they shall deliver up one another and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and lead many astray. And because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many shall become cold. But he who shall have endured to the end shall be saved. And this good news of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come.
So you can see that the birth pains of Matthew 24 that Yeshua described in detail are actually the same as the first five seals of Revelation. These are the birth pains, but the end is not yet. So the first five seals of Revelation are the birth pains. They've been happening for 2,000 years, getting more severe and closer together, just as birth pains do. And the last ride of these four horses will take place during the trumps of Revelation, and this will be the most severe birth pain.
Let's take a look at examples of these horses riding in unison as birth pains distributed out over the past 2,000 years since Yeshua's ascension to the right hand of our Father in heaven. We believe, as John saw and described in detail in Revelation 5, that Yeshua began opening the seals of the great scroll as soon as he ascended to heaven. John saw no delay. As soon as the Lamb was found worthy, he was given the scroll. Before he was slain, there were no one was worthy to open the scroll in heaven or in earth. The four horsemen have been riding in unison ever since. The first horse representing the anti-Messiah or apostate spirit or message sent to nullify or confound the work of our Father's spirit or Ruach HaKodesh can be seen for the last 2,000 years. What did Yeshua say he would do after he ascended to the Father? Send the Ruach, or Comforter, to teach and remind his disciples of all that he said. The Ruach came in full force 10 days after his ascension, and shortly thereafter, as Paul noted, false doctrine also entered in, leading many astray already. There's the first horse. The second horse is the red horse of war, to kill and take peace from the earth. The temple was destroyed in 70 AD, followed by the great wars between Rome and Britain and Rome and Parthia in the mid to late 1st century. Then representing the third or black horse is the horse of famine and financial collapse. Historically, there was a famine in the Middle East called the Claudius Caesar famine in 40 to 50 AD. And the fourth horse of pale or mottled horse that had death and hell following with it, which we believe represents pestilence, disease, and possibly all the death that results from the first three horses, was represented in the 2nd century by the Antonine Plague, which killed up to 30% of the populations of Europe, Western Asia, and Northern Africa from 165 to 180 AD. So there you have it, all four horses of the first four seals were unleashed soon after and all within 150 years of Yeshua's ascension to heaven as the Lamb that was slain and found worthy to open the seals. We then see the pattern of these four horses riding together throughout history ever since. For example, Again, we see the white horse in the 14th and 15th centuries in the form of John Wycliffe translating the Bible into English, the end of the 14th century, and the Great Awakening that followed, along with Columbus and the Pilgrims leaving Europe for religious freedom in America, the end of the 15th century. As always, apostasy increased as well at that time in the form of mysticism and the Great Schism of the papacy. The second or red war horse of that time period has been dubbed the Hundred Years' War, which occurred from the mid-14th century to the mid-15th century. The third horse, or black horse of famine, is represented by the great European famine of the early 14th century, and the fourth, or pale horse of death and pestilence, appeared as the plague known as Black Death in the mid-14th century as well, resulting in the death of an estimated 75 to 200 million people. That brings me to our last and most recent historic example of these four horses of Revelation riding in unison in the 19th and 20th centuries. White horse, the so-called great outpouring of the 19th and early 20th centuries, which were accompanied by a great apostasy, false religion, and falling away of the 20th century, of course. The red war horse of the First and Second World Wars of the 20th century, the black horse of famine and financial collapse, rode in the form of the Great Depression, which affected the entire world in the early 20th century as well. And again, lastly, the pale horse of death and pestilence rode in the form of the worldwide Spanish flu of the early 20th century, where millions of people died worldwide. Are we seeing the beginning of the last time the horses will ride? As you can see from the examples we just saw, the horses don't always ride in the exact order, but they always ride together. Is the so-called Hebrew or Jewish roots movement that started at the end of the 20th century our white horse? We all know too well the apostasy and problems that have rode along with this horse, don't we? Is the red horse all of the wars that have been going on, especially in the Middle East, or were they just the beginning, and should we expect an even greater world war very soon that will outdo the First and Second World Wars, leading to the ultimate fall of Babylon and the rise of the Anti-Messiah and his mark? What about the third horse of financial collapse and famine? Is that perhaps, along with war, going to be the natural result of this COVID-19 shutdown? And, of course, is COVID-19 the beginning of the pestilence pale horse's fourth horse's final ride? If so, has the fifth seal now also been opened, and are the martyrs in heaven who have been martyred throughout the history of the world asking how much longer until their blood is avenged on the earth? According to our 80-year timeline, this year is the year the winds of destruction are held back, the innumerable martyrs are seen in heaven wearing white robes, and the 144,000 of the 12 tribes of Israel are sealed by Yahweh for protection during the Great Tribulation. The seventh seal is then opened on Yom Kippur in 2021, as suggested from our Revelation 80 Years of Due to Strength timeline that we published over 2 years ago. Then by 2022, perhaps many of the sealed remnant are gathered back to the land of Israel after a reset and then celebrate the second Passover marked by a blood moon in Zion, just as King Hezekiah invited all Israel to do as well. So let's recap everything we just looked at. We saw the patterns of the four horsemen of Revelation riding as birth pains described by Yeshua in Matthew 24 throughout the last 2,000 years and beginning shortly after Yeshua ascended to the right hand of the Father as the Lamb that was slain and worthy to open the seals, which he opened immediately without hesitation. These horses have been riding in unison closer together and with more intensity ever since, with our current pandemic possibly marking part of the beginning of their final ride leading into the Great Tribulation or last 7 years before our Messiah and King's return. Our Abba and his scripture are all about patterns, and what has been will be again, as we are told in Ecclesiastes by King Solomon. We need to prayerfully study his word and these patterns. If this interpretation of scripture is correct, your lives and the lives of your family may depend upon your studying to see if these things be so, and to show yourselves approved and prepare your families accordingly. Our Abba gave us our Bibles for a reason, so that we would not be caught unaware of the things happening in our day, so that we would be prepared and able to warn and help prepare and perhaps help save others from destruction, both temporal and spiritual. Again, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com to watch the videos 80 Years of Due to Strength, The Revelation Timeline, and The Signs in the Heaven,
and many more videos like this on our blog or videos page at www.hiswordheals.com. Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your home.